Welcome to Perfect Timing Podcast. I'm your host, Sydney Chandler Monet, and today I have a beautiful actress with me today, Drew Olivia Tillman. Hello, Drew. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you on, you guys. Drew is just an amazing trailblazer, and she's been in so many things, and I'll get to that in a second, but I'm just so excited to have you on today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to do this podcast.
Drew Olivia Tillman is a 15-year-old ninth-grade actress and singer who captured the hearts of millions at the age of 9 years old when her rendition of Adele's Hello went viral, garnishing over 6 million views on her cover. Drew later snagged a co-starring role as Monique in Netflix Roxanne, starring Nia Long and Mahershala Ali. Drew went to appear in the season premiere of CBS's FBI. Drew is currently recurring on ABC's Mixed Dish and NBC's This Is Us. Drew's singing opportunities include solo performances at the United Nations, Kennedy Center, the Howard Theater, and numerous appearances as national anthem singer for the NBA, WNBA, MLB, and AFL teams. Drew released her first single, Places, in 2018. Drew was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and has relocated to Los Angeles, California, in July of 2018. She has 6 siblings and is the second youngest. Drew maintains an AP average and is looking forward to furthering her career in the arts beyond college. She enjoys reading, playing Uno, and spending time with her family. Oh, I'm so excited. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to a literal celebrity right now, you guys. Like, it's so interesting because each actress that I've like come encountered with, like, each of them has like a different story. And it's just so like, exciting to see like what brought them to where they are today. So I'm really excited that I get to highlight you right now.
Thank you.
So who is Drew Tillman? I know like your name kind of speaks royalty to me, and you're leaving such a good legacy on your peers. So how does that make you feel?
It definitely gives me a big responsibility. Definitely coming from the city, being a city girl and being with my family, you know, it gives me a responsibility to show other kids my age or younger than me or kids that look like me that this is possible. And you can go and you can follow your dreams and you can do what you want to do in life, no matter how difficult it can be, or even if it doesn't look like it's a possibility, anything's possible. And if you never give up, if you don't stop believing, you can do anything you put your mind to. And it gives me that role to take. And I love doing it. I love showing people that it's possible and showing people that I love what I do. And it doesn't even feel like a job. It's just that fun. It's definitely showing that, and that's what it feels to me, just to show anyone and everyone.
Of course, and I agree, because, you know, having that kind of presence is really needed, and especially in your industry. If you feel like what you're doing is kind of like a drag, you're not really interested in it, that's when it becomes like heavy and hard to like keep carrying on. But as you just said, like, it's like natural for you, and it's like something that you bring to the table every single time. So that's just really inspiring, especially for your age. We're not too far in age because you're 15 years old, but that's just really like inspiring and cool, because some people are like, this is my image on social media, but like sometimes I don't want to work as hard. But no, you kept that presence the entire time, and I can see that talking with you right now.
Yeah, definitely. I always try to stick with that and make sure that, you know, I'm not discouraged to not do what I want to do anymore. And it doesn't even feel like a job. I mean, it's still hard work, and I still have to work hard and do what I have to do to, you know, stay in the industry and stay moving. But when I do what I do and I get my role and I get my job, it still feels like so much fun, because every role is new and every opportunity is new. And I just love doing what I do.
Right. And I can agree. I can relate, because this podcast, like, it's so much fun being able to meet new people and like explore their stories and talk about things that are important to us. And like the hard work behind it is like really rigorous and sometimes annoying, but like if you're so passionate about it, then it doesn't even bother you as much. So I'm glad you can relate on that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
So you just turned 15, correct?
Yes.
What was that like for you? I turned 16 back in November, and I wasn't able to have the dream party I was looking for, but that's okay, maybe one day. But tell us how you were able to celebrate, especially during this quarantine time.
Well, for my 13th and 14th, I was in LA. So family came to visit for my 13th. For my 14th, we had like something with close friends, but due to COVID, I mean, there's not much that you can do. So I was with my sister for a couple of weeks, and I just stayed at her house, and we had like a small family thing. And honestly, like that's all I wanted. Like I just wanted something close because I, being in LA, being so far away, just miss my family all the time. So spending time with her and just staying with her and not going out and doing something big was really nice. So I enjoyed my 15th. I couldn't have wanted it any other way. I mean, a party could have been nice because I do miss seeing some faces, but I mean, what can you do? You know what I mean? So I like my 15th birthday. It was really nice.
Yeah, I'm so like sitting here like in awe of you. You're so well put together and so articulate. It's just so nice to have this wonderful conversation with someone like you. But for me, it was really difficult because like my mom, like every time my birthday comes around, she's like, "What are we doing? We're planning. Things are happening right now." I'm like, "Okay,
Same.
calm down." I'm really glad though I was able to have like a nice party for my 15th birthday because all I wanted was a dinner. My mom was like, "Just have a house party," and I was like.
My parents are kind of like that too. They want me to celebrate.
Yeah, and yeah, I agree. I missed some faces too. So having my 16th canceled, it was okay. But at least I was able to have another party because it's
Yeah,
not that
very true.
happening. But at what age did you know that you wanted to like go into the acting world and like who inspired you?
When I was 9, I was in a play, like a local theater play, that my cousin, she told us to just go audition for because I've been singing like at home or family gatherings for as long as I can remember. And so she just said, go and audition. And it was all really new. And then I was in the play. And after that, like, I was so sad that it was over. And I was like, I really want to do this. And I really want to get into acting. And I guess my parents always knew that it was like something more that I wanted to do because I've always just been really, I don't know, I guess enthralled by like the industry or just movies and performances. So I guess they knew that this is something that I want to do. So we got an agent and we started auditioning and it was like a big, it was a lot of movement and learning experience and doing things that we shouldn't have done and things that we knew we had to learn from. And I guess family really inspired me. Because they've always been really supportive in what I've wanted to do. And I know that I could always have them to fall back on and get advice from. So family is like a big inspiration to me. And like without them, I probably would not be doing what I'm doing. So it's been since I was 9, and that's a long time, but I mean, still want to do it. And I still love doing what I'm doing. And my family's still supporting me through anything. So that's definitely a big part of it.
That's awesome to have that family support. I know that not many people get that and like they don't really see like acting because like it's a difficult industry. Like
Yeah.
one day you have a job, the next day you may or may not have one.
That's
So
very
that's really nice that you have that family support as like kind of like your backbone.
true.
And still
Yeah.
like you love it so much. So like you said, it doesn't feel like a job and it comes so easily and natural to you. So that must help.
Yeah, it really does. Really does. Especially like you said with the industry, like you not knowing like if you're gonna have a job the next day or what you're gonna be doing with the next audition. But I guess it's like instead of focusing on what you didn't get, you focus on what you can get or what you have done or how far you've made it. Because if you're in the industry, you already have an extra foot in the door and you're basically already through the door, and then you just have to keep going and not get discouraged. And that's why I said like family, being my support system, like they really help me stay on track and help me know like that this is a big competition, but you've got it and you do what you do and you love doing what you do. So it feels like work and it feels like a job, but it really doesn't. And they're a big reason for that because they just really help me stay true to what I do. So.
Right. And like you said, like there's competition everywhere. For me as a ballet dancer, like everyone's kind of like, well, so and so can get their leg like wrapped around their head. So and so has like really pretty feet. And it's like everyone is trying to win for this one spot. And like it can get cutthroat sometimes.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I haven't really had like in a crazy experience like that. But one time, for instance, I went to, back when, before COVID really was a problem, last February, I went to like Disney World, like with my school. And I was able to take like a Broadway seminar. It was like really fun and exciting. And like the person that like was conducting it, she was telling us like her story, and she auditioned for the musical Wicked for 8 years.
Oh,
trying to get it going back and back and back and forth. And she kept going because she believed in herself. Mm-hmm. And she was able to do it. And she was able to like perform with Wicked for a good number of years. So that just kind of goes to show that's how you get what you want to do and like get where you want to be if you just have that perseverance behind you.
Very true. It's very true. I mean, just because I've been doing this for years and years, and definitely like the whole auditioning process can be really competitive, like you said, and how she did it for 8 years going back for that same role is really inspiring, because it really shows like how people say there can be 100 no's and all you need is that one yes, and that'll be your opportunity to really get somewhere. And that's really what I live by, like just knowing that at the end of the day, like this is gonna lead to something because you're passionate and you know what you're doing, you're talented. So yeah.
Yeah. You recently mentioned that you have a manager and you were recently the mistress of the ceremonies for the Heart of the Community, Together We Rise. So tell us how, at the time you were 14, how was like a 14-year-old able to manage to land that opportunity? And what did you learn from that experience? And what can you share with us from the NCCF?
They reached out to us. I performed there before at one of their fundraising opportunities. They did an auction, and so they wanted us to come back, but this time it was different due to COVID, so it was like a virtual thing, so I had to, you know, be the host for it. But it was really nice to see like what organizations they were you know, giving money to and what charities they were donating to, and just learning about what they did. It's a nonprofit organization for children and families, so they help support children and families that are going through hard times. And I don't know, it was like we grew this family between all the people there, because, you know, it's like a big support system, and I did what I had to do, but they still reach out, and, you know, they're another big support system for me. So just definitely going along the way and meeting people, but they're one of the groups that, you know, I still remember and thank to this day for the opportunity that they gave me. So yeah.
That's beautiful. And I'm so proud of you and everything that you have accomplished. And I'm just so excited to dig deeper and see what else is going on in the world of Drew Tillman. But I'm enjoying our conversation so much. But we will be right back after this break.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
This is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm here with Drew Tillman, and we're talking about her experience in acting and all things around it. So you released your music video of Places. I love the message behind that song, that your voice is truly just angelic and wonderful. I could listen to it all day long. But what was the inspiration behind that song, and have you released any other songs besides Places?
Definitely at the time, I was really still into like all the acting and stuff, and we were still grinding with it. We hadn't moved to LA yet, and I wanted to make a song that really showed that like this process can be really difficult, but if you keep believing and you stay true to yourself and you still have inspiration behind what you're doing, it's possible. And I definitely think with the title being Places, it could just show that you can do all these things and go to all these different places and still be yourself and still do what you want to do. And that's the message that I really wanted to put out. And I still give that same message because the same message still stands. Nothing really changed. I mean, the industry is still the same and the competition is still the same, but you still have to stay true to yourself no matter where or where you are, or whatever it is. And for music now, I'm getting an EP together now. So music will be out very soon, very exciting. So we're switching stuff up and out an EP, getting some songs together, but very excited for that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You guys, she's releasing an EP. Sign me up. I'm so excited. I'll be the first one downloading. Ooh.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm excited for that. Make sure you guys go support my girl. When that EP drops, messages will be flying everywhere. You guys better help my girl Drew up. But yeah, please, you guys, just listen to her music. Her voice is just amazing, stunning, something you've never heard before. So just go support my girl. It's so, like, inspiring. You're not just singing just because. You're singing to stand out a message. And I agree that the title Places is really good. It's, like, a good representation of, like, don't take every no. You are going to be able to go places if you put the work behind it. And I'm really glad that you're able to see that and say, this is the message that I want to put out.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. I wanted to make sure to make it known that, like, I know that it's still a competition and it's still difficult, but you put your mind to it and you keep believing and you never, you know, stop doing what you're doing and good things will come out of it. And you'll go to all these different places, you'll meet all these different people. And it's just a big learning experience, no matter how long you do it. And I wanted to put that message out to anyone who could, you know, listen to it.
Well, the message was definitely received. So make sure you guys go look at, go take a listen to my Girls Drew song, Places. It's quite inspiring. But I'm curious though, when did you know that you had like a voice and that was like one of your gifts? Because you talked about how you started acting at 9 years old and you're like, I never want to stop. But when did you notice that like singing is something that you're really passionate about?
I've been singing for a long, long time, like singing at family gatherings and karaoke night. Our family loves karaoke and it's a lot of my family sings and is in the industry. And I guess for me, it was, I didn't know that I wanted to do it like full time. I knew that I liked doing it, but it was like more of a hobby. And then I did the musical and I was singing on stage and I was like, okay, I like to perform and I like to act. So I wanted to like do a mix of that or do it separately. And then we did the song, we did Hello. And that got a lot of attention. And I went on the news and I went to games and sung the national anthem and I did events. And the more and more that happened, I was really noticing like that this is my passion and like this is the key that, you know, I needed. And this is what I knew I wanted to do. And still, me still doing it and doing what I do, I mean, I still love it. And I'm still learning from it and I'm still learning what I could do to make it better and to really get that extra step out there. But I mean, it's been the same and singing is still my passion and I've always wanted to do it and I still cannot wait to see how much farther I go and how much more I learn.
That's amazing. Like, again, you guys, her voice is angelic. It's lovely. It's gorgeous. It's stunning. And you talked about the national anthem. We'll get to that in a minute. But you are just so, your stage presence, even just having this conversation right now, like you are sitting and you're like talking as if you were on stage right now. And having that presence is really hard to find because some people, they just like, go on, they do their thing, and then they just go off. You are showing that wherever you go, and I can see it even in this conversation right now that you're always putting, like, your best foot forward and that this is something that you really love to do. And I can tell because some people are like, well, this is something that I'm interested in. And I'm like, I didn't really think you'd be interested in that. I can't believe that. And so it's just really interesting to see that, like, wow, like this girl just has a serious passion for the art. And it's so nice to have like another friend to like be like, guys, look at this industry. It's so fun and cool instead of people being like, oh, that's what you want to do. But I finally have someone to like relate to on that.
Yeah. I know, like, meeting people and telling people what I do, it kind of gets like, that's what you do. Because I think with the industry, it's more of like, oh, I see you on TV, and like, it looks like such a hard job, and it can get hard. But I think that, like you said, with the passion behind it and me knowing, like I said, this is all learning experiences. Like, if I did this interview when I was 9, I don't know what I would be doing. But I mean, from doing this for so long, I know what's professional and I know what I want to get out there. And it's definitely just learning and growing. I grew a lot. Like, I used to do what you said. I used to perform and go off a stage and play or something like that, or whatever I did when I was 9. But now I perform, and then I look at myself and I see what I could do better, and I see what I could perfect. Or if I get a role and I do one take, I'm going to do the second take another time just to get that extra step. And it's just all learning and growing. And it just took time, but I'm glad that you can see that I, you know, am professional, because I don't know what I would be doing if this was years ago.
Yeah. And again, I'm definitely impressed by your presence, and you're just so professional, like a 15-year-old, you guys. Like, I know I started this podcast when I was 15, but I don't think I was as articulate as Drew Tillman right here. Like, I'm just in awe of you. You're just so impressive and like inspiring to like all of your peers. And I'm so happy I was able to have you on.
Thank you.
So we're going to ask you one more question about your singing, then we can get back into acting. So you sung the national anthem for multiple occasions. Like, what was that like for you? Because I know, like, when people sing the national anthem, it's like their big solo and everyone's like, guys, look, I can sing. So what was that like for you?
Well, the first time I did it, it was at a Maryland University season opening game. And it was the first time, and I was going over the song, and I was like, this song isn't that hard. But the words, like, when you sing it, the words are really, I don't know, difficult. And the build is really hard. And I was either 9 or 10, and I sung it, and I did my big song. And then after, I hated the way I sung it. I hated it. I just did not like it, because I was like, I was too high and it was too difficult. But now that I look back on it, like, that was really impressive. And I did really, really good, obviously, because, you know, I stayed with it. But I think that that's the most memorable performance of doing the national anthem that I have, because I grew so much from it, and I changed the key around, and I changed the build around, and I hit different notes here and there. But it was still like, the foundation of that one time years ago still applies to me now, because it was just such a big performance. And definitely learning that song, like, it's such a big song to sing, especially at my age. And I think that learning about it and learning what it means and learning the song in general definitely showed, like, that this is a big deal. And I was really, at first, I did not like the way I did it. And then the more and more I did it, I was like, okay, I must be doing something right. And now that I look back on it, like, wow, I did it that many times and that many people liked it. And I still love singing it. It's still a really nice song to sing. So,
yeah. What would you say would be probably either the most nerve-wracking or the one that you were most nervous for? Because in your bio, I read that you were like, sing for the NBA, the WNBA. Mm-hmm. Like, which one did you really get like your nerves worked up and you're like, I'm about to explode?
Like I said, the Maryland game, since it was the first time and I've never performed like with that many people looking at me and it was just me and it was no music, that was really, really hard. It was just really hard because it was the first time that I never had stage fright. It was more of like, I have all these people to impress and I have all these people to show that I can sing. So I have to make this the best. And so I think the first time was like really, I don't know, memorable, I guess, because now that I look back on it, like, I grew a lot from it. But the first time when I sung at the women's basketball game, that was really nice too, because I met a few of them on the court and they were really, really nice, telling me like, good job. And it was like, oh my gosh, they're talking to me. And that was crazy. And then meeting people on the Wizards team. So just different opportunities in the different places. It just depended on like, where I was or who I was singing for, how big it was. But definitely the Maryland game still makes me feel like that was a really big one, because it was the first one and I was really little and it was my first time singing the song ever. So that one is really the one that I always remember and always will remember.
Yeah, I think that's one of those like milestones that when people look back and like, this is like the moment when I knew this is something that I love. But I didn't know there was no music. She said acoustic. Oh my goodness. Without music, like people are really hearing what you're singing. So that was really impressive for you to do that at such a young age. But you've been seen on This Is Us, Mixed Dish, and Roxanne Roxanne. What was that like for you?
It was really cool to meet those people, because I watched those TV shows, and then going on set and meeting the same people and working with the same people is always really nice. I mean, it's like bringing that story to life, and then it's applying to my role, and I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to come home, and when the episode airs, I'm going to be watching myself on TV and learn from what I can do better next time. But it's really cool. I love doing what I do. I love the whole acting thing. Doing the first movie, doing Roxanne, Roxanne when I was 10, definitely paved a lot of, different opportunities for me. And I still keep in touch with the people that I work with there after all these years, because it was like we grew a family. And it was like, for the first time, I did my first acting scenes and I was on set for the first time and I met all these people and the directors and things like that, and I learned all this stuff, and the same stuff still applies. Like, I go on set for Mixed Dish and I'm friends with the girls there, and I love filming and I love acting. So it's just really cool. I love doing what I do. I love my job, if you call it a job, really. But yeah, I guess this whole acting thing can feel like it's hard work. But after doing it for so long, I don't feel like that anymore. I definitely feel like it takes time and you get that role that you want, but I love doing what I do. I love all the opportunities that I've gotten, definitely.
That's really sweet and just touching. I'm glad that you're able to see it for what it is. And you're just like, this opportunity was amazing and you're beautiful in both of them, or all three. And it was just,
thank you. Super nice.
I'm so impressed by you and all the work you've been doing. We do have to wrap up soon, but what is the impact that you would like to have on the world?
I definitely want to show people my age or people that look like me or that are younger than me that this is possible, and that you may look on the screen and you may see somebody that you want to be, or watch performances and you want to perform like them, or you just want to be yourself, like no matter what, whatever you want to do, anything's possible if you put your mind to it and you stay true to yourself and you stay passionate with the work you do. That's the biggest message that I can give to myself, to stay true to myself and know who I am, and show people that like this is possible, and no matter how hard it gets, you can still have those opportunities and you can do what you want to do. So that's the impact I want to leave, that this is all possible and this is all very real, and it can get very difficult, but you can still love doing what you do, and I love it. So that big message.
Take it from Drew, everyone. Persevere, persevere, persevere. I've enjoyed our conversation so much. So Drew, we're going to do rapid fire questions real quick. So let's get right into this. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is green. I love green.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Right now, I really love Amy Winehouse. Love her music. So nostalgic. And Frank Ocean. We'll always love Frank Ocean.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. I love Frank. Oh my goodness. If you can go back and do one thing, what would it be?
I would probably perform with Whitney Houston. I love Whitney Houston, and my mom loves Whitney Houston. Like yesterday, she was like, we were watching her national anthem performance, and she was like, I love Whitney Houston so much, and we were singing it together. So definitely perform Whitney Houston, because she's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's Michael Jackson. Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah. Oh, I used to
my heart on fire. You can ask my mom. I blast Michael Jackson. But a music park or the beach?
I love the amusement park. I don't really like the beach. I like the amusement park, but I don't really like rides, so I don't know. But I guess the amusement park, yeah.
Are you a morning or a night person?
I can wake up early in the morning, but I love the night. I get the most energy at night. I don't know what it is, but I can run on the walls at night. This is weird.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
I'm very passionate. I'm very loyal. And I would say I'm a bit of an introvert. Definitely.
What is something that you cannot live without?
I cannot live without my family and my friends. I mean, they are the reason why I still do what I do and why I still feel like I love doing what I do and I still love it. So definitely my family. Love my family.
But before you go, how can my listeners go and support you?
You can find me at Drew Olivia Tillman on any platform, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, at Drew Olivia Tillman.
All right. Make sure you guys go help my sister out. Make sure you guys look out for that EP. I'm so excited. I've enjoyed our conversation so much, Drew. I'm so impressed by who you are as a person and your professionalism.
Thank you.
Otherworldly. And I've just enjoyed this conversation so much. So thank you so much for just joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I had a wonderful time.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Perfect Timing Podcast, and I will see you next week with another episode. Hey, Jay, stay warm.